Welcome to Lanyapa, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio, Gay Brantley, Refuge Interpretive Ranger with the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Gay, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And a big event, the 107th anniversary of the National Wildlife Refuge system that is occurring. And the folks out at Black Bayou, they've got, y'all got a big celebration going on.
We do. We're going to have the first of what we hope will be an annual event called Walk Where the Wildlife Walk. We have a lot of trails at the refuge, mm-hmm. and we want to invite folks to come out and experience some of our trails, kind of usher in the spring with a nice walk and educational activities there.
Yeah, you do have several existing trails. So folks will be able to come out, whether individuals or families, and enjoy the day. Also, there is a new addition, speaking of trails, at the
refuge. Well, if folks hadn't been out in a while, we have several that may be new for them. Mm-hmm. We have our extended pier, which makes a loop on our nature trail now. That's 1,300 feet out over the water. It's a wonderful new addition. We also, if they haven't been in a couple of years, we've got paved trails through the Arboretum and through the Prairie Demonstration Area. Mm-hmm. But the newest trail, the one we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for on at 1:30 on Saturday, is our Wildlife Challenge Trail. And it is a very short loop trail that has 10 stations. And at each station, there is a panel that gives some information about an animal, almost all of which could be found on the refuge, a couple of exceptions. And then it challenges the participants to see how their physical abilities compare to what the animals can do. So you might have, like the great blue heron, stands on one leg to rest and can stand on one leg for over an hour. So we challenge them to see how long they can stand on one leg without rocking or, you know, balancing. And then like the alligator can actually at full speed run 14 yards in less or in a second. So we have a 14-yard marker, and they can see how many seconds it takes them to run 14 yards. So things like that. It's just a fun trail to kind of get some physically active and gives them a little information at the same time.
So physical education as well as education of wildlife all at the same time.
Right.
There's also going to be another instance that's going on, something interesting for families or for people who want to pick up a GPS unit and be able to kind of get around the refuge there, a geotrek that you have set up this
weekend. Yes, we've set up. I had a volunteer that came and helped, and we've plotted 10 waypoints, and each one, there will be a question at each waypoint for them to answer. And then it's all on the trail system, so they don't have to get out and go cross country. And it should be a lot of fun. We have GPS units for them to use that are already plotted. And we're hoping that this will catch on and be a fun thing.
Yeah.
There's no actual geocaching on a refuge because you can't leave things on a refuge. But this is just kind of a geotrek where they can go around and use the GPSs.
What do you hear from the kids? They have a chance to learn so much about education of wildlife out at the refuge. You know, there's lots of things that they can learn, obviously.
Oh, yes. We have live exhibits, and that's also something we'll be offering Saturday afternoon. Sean Miller will be there, our curator, and he'll have snakes and alligators where they can handle them and then enjoy learning about them. We have fishes and all kinds of other live exhibits. But our trail system that runs through the wooded area is a great place to see wildlife. If you don't see the actual wildlife, you may see tracks.
Right.
You may see nests. You know, we just encourage the children to, or adults either, anyone that's walking the trail, to be observant and see signs of wildlife, even if they don't see the animals themselves. But as it warms up, we'll have a lot of wildlife showing themselves along the trails.
Speaking with Gay Brantley with the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, speaking of the education interest, things like that, Gay, there's also another event that's going to be happening Saturday morning to where, you know, maybe children are thinking about something, a future in this.
Right. Well, we are trying to establish an explorer post, which is actually a part of Boy Scouting. Mm-hmm. But for 14 to 18-year-olds, we're going to establish an explorer post, which will be working at the refuge exploring career opportunities, learning about the wildlife refuge system and about the work that goes on a refuge system and learning about wildlife. And we're inviting anyone who's interested to come 9:30 Saturday morning, and we'll have a kickoff meeting to tell them all about it. There is a $20 registration fee for that, but we hope to work through the year with these folks to expose them to things at the Wildlife Refuge and help them explore possible careers in wildlife. And so, yes, we'd like any, and it's for girls and boys, and we'd like anyone who would like to participate to come out and check that out.
All right. And a little special side note, considering some of the weather conditions we've had here lately, a pictorial that y'all are going to have exhibit of some of the snow events.
Right. We've had such unusual weather. A lot of our trails were underwater for almost a month. And we had some very good photographers who came out, took some very interesting pictures of the flooded areas, and also when the snow was here, they took some beautiful pictures of the snow. Mm-hmm. There's another thing I'd like to mention, Bob, and that is that we're going to, for those who might choose to paddle instead of walk, we actually have a canoe trail in the lake. And at 2 and 3, we're going to have a guided float. We provide the Friends of Black Bayou has canoes, and they'll be provided. And so anyone who'd like to come out and trek a little on the lake in a canoe is welcome to come as well. And we'll have those guided floats too. We're going to have folks there that can lead some guided nature walks if someone wants a little more in-depth with someone leading them. We're also going to have you know, some packs. We have what we call our Let's Go Outside packs.
Right.
They have binoculars and bird guides and magnifying glasses and bug boxes and activity suggestions. And so families or groups that want to take a Let's Go Outside pack can check those out and go out on the trails and do some self-guided activities.
Gay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.